Hello again. This is Devin Gutierrez here, podcast number 2. Not much to talk about today. Stuff that's on my mind personally is sales is hard. That's probably what we'll name this podcast, Sales is Hard. So I am still a college financial representative of Northwestern Mutual. And it is probably like the 5th week in. I've run out of people to call. Essentially what I do is call people on the daily, try and set meetings, see if I can present myself as a resource to them. If not, no hard feelings. But, of course, with sales comes some hard feelings. Now, I recently read a book called Rhinoceros Success. And I forget who it's by, but it's a really good book. Just really talks about having a thick skin, which is much needed in the world of sales. When people tell you no, you can't let that get to you. Now, my problem is that I don't care if people tell me no. I have a problem when people tell me yes, and then they don't follow through with that yes. So I've called on a lot of people recently, and about 25% of them have said, sure, I'm interested. And of that 25%, about 5% actually followed through on that, yes, I'm interested, and came down and sat and talked with me. Now, I know that, one, I need to work on the art of listening, as everyone I feel does, and two, I also need to work on relationship building and making sure that when these people say they'll sit down and talk with me, it is not just a waste of their time and it's not just because they have sympathy for me. I really want to connect and actually get to know people on a deeper, meaningful level. Not intimately, obviously, but definitely, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of people. That's a lie. I enjoy meeting with people. You know what? I'm not even going to try and cover it up. I'm not the biggest fan of people simply because of their mindset around things. Like, they have been treated like trash all their life, so they treat other people like trash for all of their life. And, I mean, it's only fair. People I want to connect with, though, are people who, sure, they may not be the biggest fan of other people, but they've got a mindset of treat others the way you want to be treated, right? As we're all taught, treat others the way you want to be treated. And people often go through this life, myself included, I'm not discluded from this, but myself included, they go through life treating people like crap and expecting more from the people they treat like crap. For example, my parents. Like, my parents are a great example. They love you and they will unconditionally love you in most circumstances, and yet we treat them like crap, and I want to know why that is. Like, they really don't deserve any of that, nor do any of our friends or family. But my problem is, it's people saying, yeah, I'll sit down and talk with you, I'm interested, and then they screen your calls. They block your number and you can never get in front of them, and I really want to just know why. So if this podcast ever gets up and going and I actually have followers, comment below. If not, I am just going to continue to treat this as my mind's journal and see where life takes me as far as this goes, and also log my progress on this situation and see if I can figure it out for myself. One thing that I did like about today so far, I mean, it's only 11:30, so of course I've got the rest of the day, is motivation, right? Everyone needs a little bit of motivation. A lot of times, especially if you're in sales, you need a ton of motivation because, again, people say no, which is fine for me, but most people it's not. So, today's motivation, maybe I'll even start doing this as a thing, the quote goes, whatever life throws at you. It's not a quote. Let me just point out. I'm just making this up as I go. Whatever life throws at you, whatever curveball, whatever disappointment or whatever it is that you're going through, whatever life has thrown your way, take it and run with it. Take it and run with it. And what I mean by that is take what life is giving you, not necessarily make lemonade, because that's, if you don't know how to make lemonade, then that doesn't really apply to you, but treat it as something that's good. Treat it as a positive. So your date canceled on you, or you just didn't make your quotas as far as sales go, or your house that you were looking at just sold and now you can't have that house. Treat it as good. I mean, my personal philosophy is everything happens for a reason. I believe that to my core. Everything happens for a reason. But what this morning's motivation was take the hardships of life and treat it as a good thing. You know, and treat it as an opportunity to be a better person, to make more mistakes. There is one quote that says, fail forward. Right? And essentially what that means is fail, right? Fail again. Keep failing. Keep falling on your face, because eventually that is going to teach you something. You're eventually going to get something out of that. And the same thing goes for life. I mean, you're not always going to be successful, and success has a very broad meaning to everyone. What you really got to do is just be positive about it, which is something I am going to start working on, because I am very much a pessimist when it comes to life, because I feel that I do believe, to my core, that everything happens for a reason, and I try not to have any expectations as far as life goes, because I know, one, life is very unpredictable, and anything can happen in any given moment, which is fine, but for me, personally, just based off experience, it's been mostly negative things that have happened. So what I'm going to start doing is saying, taking whatever negative thing that's happening, taking it and running with it. I'm going to try my hardest in each and all situations. But if I fail, then I'm going to try and look at it as a positive thing. Take it as an opportunity to improve myself, better myself, for a better future. I mean, it's as old as time. Like, we just make it way too complicated. When your mom says, don't touch the hot stove, don't touch the hot stove. And if you're going to touch the hot stove, you're going to learn for the future that, ow, that hurts, that burns. I'm not going to touch a hot stove next time, right? It's old as time. But a lot of us just get in our own way as far as that goes. We see that as a failure, and then we never want to cook again. Right? You need to eat, and if you've got an unlimited amount of money to go out and spend on food, awesome. But I think for the majority of us, we don't have that kind of money, so we need to learn how to cook. And you may fail at it, you may suck at it, but like, just practice makes perfect, right? In all things in life. And I understand that. It's just difficult when you're in this position that I'm in. The job itself is very difficult in the sense that not everybody wants your help or knows that financial help is a good thing. I'm not trying to take anyone's money. I'm just simply trying to help them manage it better, which I like a lot, and a lot of people may not find value in it, which is also fine, but it's still hard to realize, given my mindset as far as people goes. I am also going to try and speak with better people, get in front of better people, people with a better, higher, elevated mindset. Sure, they don't have to be 100% mature. I'm not 100% mature. I'd actually prefer if you weren't 100% mature, because what's the fun in that? There's no fun in that. I want to get in front of people that that are mature enough that they realize what is beneficial to not only them, but all of society, but also know how to have fun in life, because essentially that's what we're living for, is to have fun. And if you're not living for that, then you're simply surviving, which there's nothing wrong with surviving, but you can't live if you're trying to survive. And I really hate the word can't. I hate when people tell me I can't do this or I can't do that. Or I personally do not like that word. I think it is limiting. And a lot of the time people say you are your own worst enemy and you can also be your best friend. I am both. I am my own worst enemy and I am also my best friend. I am limiting myself in ways that I can't even comprehend. And I don't know why. And so my life's goal is to figure out that why, or even to stop limiting myself, because there's no reason for doing so. There's no reason to limit yourself. I mean, of course, unless you want to limit yourself, which I don't know why you would. We've got within ourselves the potential to be the best person we can be, and again, that means different things for different people, but personally, I am not where I want to be. I am not the person I want to be, and one thing that I know for certain that will help me get out of this position I'm in and become the person I want to be is simply breaking those limitations I've put on myself, which I can't comprehend right now. I don't even know what my limits are. And I think that's step one, is finding out what my limits are and why they're there. And then step two will be to break them and become the person I want to be. Personally, I've been pushed into things all my life. My dad has pushed me into business, which is fine. It's a lucrative business. But along with that, my friends have pushed me into their personal hobbies, and I am not one to follow the crowd. I do not like what society's standards are for people. Doesn't matter who you are or how you claim yourself. I personally try to go against the grain of what society says. I personally like to try and swim upstream. But again, with that, I have also kind of failed myself in a way, because I've allowed other people to dictate how my life is going to go. And as of this year, 2019, I have said, fuck that. I'm done. I'm done with that. I don't want to do that. I want to go my own way. And with that mentality, I have left myself stranded, because I'm 20 years old, and for 20 years of my life, I've been pushed into things whether I like them or not. And now, personally, I have no idea what I want to do with my life. I have no idea what my hobbies are. So, 2019 is the year that I have started discovering and exploring what it is that I like, and even potentially breaking some limitations. It's been a very good year so far. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. Up in January, I was able to accomplish this sense of purpose. Or in other words, I was able to heighten my mindset to a point where I enjoyed life. Ending of 2018, I was in a very low spot. And then I was able to get myself out of that. I pretty much cut myself off from the world, which I'm not recommending anyone do. But for me personally, it helped a lot. I was able to connect internally with myself and who I want to be, who I want to become, what I want to accomplish. And that was super awesome. And then February hit. February was just a really bad month for me, personally. February and March were just super bad months for me. I my mindset went back to its same low state. And now, as of July, I have reached about 50% of the mindset where I was at in January, which is pretty awesome for myself personally. I'm pretty happy as to where I am currently in life. I am happy, but I am still discovering what limits I've put on myself and why I've put them there and how I'm going to break them, which is definitely something I encourage everyone to do, because once you break out of your shell, once you break your own square, your own box that you've put yourself in for numerous reasons, it's an amazing feeling when you can check that off the list. Like, okay, I broke that wall down. What's next? Let's go to the next wall. And so that's kind of my little rant for today. But I'll just leave it there. All right, have a great day, myself and everyone out there, for future listeners. We'll see you next time.